This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. One of Northeast Ohio's four sanctuary churches held an interfaith prayer service this weekend marking Father's Day and protesting the splitting of families that is increasingly part of national immigration policy. I spoke with the pastor of Cleveland's Pilgrim Congregational United Church of Christ about the evolution of the movement.
On this weekend, when our nation lifts up and celebrates the role of family and the love of children for parents and parents for children, we are watching in real time the atrocities of division.
About 75 people gathered outside the imposing stone church on Cleveland's west side to protest the Trump administration's immigration policy. The church formerly became a refuge for Elogio Hernandez Box a month ago. Pastor Kelly Bird says that followed months of planning and a century of tradition for her church.
And it was built as a place of hospitality and support for incoming immigrants, while there were, even back then, hostilities towards that. So we feel like we're standing on a long legacy of holy work that involves hospitality and love of neighbor in this particular way.
Let me put to you something a Catholic priest in Lorain told me, that in the old days, if someone was targeted by ICE and you protested, it made a difference. And now it might make that person even more of a target. Do you have concerns about that?
You know, we wondered about that, and we didn't want to jump to the conclusion that we should be doing this, which is why we took some time to look into it. And so what we understood with support and community partners was that we would only be referred by someone who was under immediate threat and who had asked. As I understand it, the person who joined us, Elogio, was very involved with his Catholic church in his home area. He was known as a community leader within his community, and he felt that given his circumstances, this would help him find a way to kind of legally go through the process in asking for a stay of deportation. But he also felt it was an important way to highlight what other people are going through and to call public attention to this.
You felt strongly about this before the policy change separating families, but what is the policy change done?
As a parent, it tears my heart out. I have two young children. I think anyone who knows the love of a child and the anxiety of losing them for 10 minutes in a grocery store can only imagine the horror of being told that your children are being removed from you or being tricked into taking them into another room away from you and not being reunited. I can only imagine. It's hateful. It's not just a human rights violation. I believe it to be a form of terrorism. It's a form of abuse. It stands against everything we believe as people of faith, speaking as a Christian, being loving our neighbor. Our policies, our procedures, our ways of being together in this world need to honor the basic essence of a family and the basic human dignity of people.
And yet, Attorney General Sessions cited chapter and verse from the Bible to say this is in keeping with faith.
Well, I don't think he used those words. I think the words he used were this is, Sarah Sanders used the word biblical. Well, slavery was biblical. Are we justifying that? The ownership of Pharaoh over the Israelites and the mass genocide in the Bible, it's biblical, but it's not in keeping with our moral values that come out of the Bible. And so in those stories, God always stands with the vulnerable and the oppressed. If you read Micah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, so you look at the teachings of Jesus, you see a teaching that is based in love, that is rooted in care for the neighbor, for the orphan, for the widow, for the foreigner.
Pastor Kelly Bird says she and others in the sanctuary movement are meeting now to plan a campaign through the fall. And she's encouraging other churches to get involved in the movement.
Talk to your faith leaders. Explore what your faith tradition says about this. And think about, even if you can't take someone in physically, becoming a sanctuary church in spirit and in advocacy and in education to help be part of this movement.
That's Kelly Bird, the pastor of Pilgrim United Church of Christ. Hers is one of four churches in Northeast Ohio providing sanctuary for immigrants who are fighting deportation. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.